This is a collaborative audio performance by Ava Lee and Illusions Colored, based on a script by Sandy Stockings. Please be respectful of our creative work and do not download or distribute it without our permission. Thank you, and enjoy part one of Charlie's Devils.
Oh, you have to be fucking kidding.
It worked! My summoning spell worked!
And a newbie by the sounds of it. Beals a fucking bub. Could you have made this enchanted circle any smaller? I've been in New York apartments bigger than this.
What are you?
The fuck? You summoned me. What do I look like?
A demon.
The hottest demon you'll ever see. Thank you very much. What were you trying to summon?
A demon.
Well, that narrows it down. And just why were you trying to summon a demon?
Well, because I need...
To be bent over the kitchen counter and fucked like a neglected housewife in a handyman fantasy?
What? No! And oddly specific.
You're the one dressed for the part.
This skirt is cute.
Sure. In a sale bin at Walmart kind of way. Hey, wait a second. Are you telling me you weren't trying to conjure up a succubus?
Well, not specifically.
You used some half-assed generic summoning spell and caught me. Fuck, I've got to upgrade my firewall.
Look, I'm sorry, but I really don't have time for this. I command you to...
Oh, please. You got lucky. Don't push it. Well, now that I'm here, what do you want? My tongue in your cunt? My tail in your ass? Vice versa?
Oh, no! Ew! Gross! Really?
I'm a succubus, kid. Ooh, gross is practically the job description. Just release me from this circle and I will do unspeakably wet things to you.
I don't need sex.
Oh, honey.
I mean, that's not why I summoned you. Oh, goddess, why couldn't I have conjured up an ash shadow or a night hag?
Did you say goddess? Fuck. I've been conjured up by a tarot-shuffling, tea-leaf-reading fortune-teller.
I'm a witch.
Imp shit. A real witch would be doing this sky-clad, naked, in some gnome-infested forest glade. Not a patchouli-scented she-shed. Seriously? Are those bundles of herbs hanging from the rafters? What did you do? Look up Sorcerer's Lair on Pinterest?
And how does a demon know about Pinterest?
A social media site where people obsess about posting perfect photos to invoke the jealous rage of others? Demons invented Pinterest.
We're getting way off track here. I need...
My teeth on your tits.
No!
Come on. I bet your nips are positively snackable. Let me out and I show you that I can't eat just one.
Listen, please.
Ooh, begging. I'm down with that.
This place, this conjure room, it belongs to my mistress.
Ha! I was right. You're not a real witch.
I'm an apprentice, okay?
I bet you haven't even finished basic alchemy.
I was good enough to catch you. And not all witches are hippie, sky-clad, forest-frolicking gnome fuckers. Now, will you just shut up and listen?
Gnome fuckers. All right, tater tits, you've got my attention. Say, what's your name anyway?
Oh no, no way. If I tell you my name, I give you power over me.
Imp shit. Controlling a person using their true name is a power reserved for archdemons and kindergarten teachers.
You first, then. What's your name?
Suki.
You're kidding me.
It's cute.
Suki Succubus? Not exactly a name to inspire fear or confidence.
But easy to shout in the throes of passion. What name do I shout while getting fucked by you?
There will be no shouting.
Ooh. Hold the bone. Kinky.
Fine, fine. I'm Charlie.
The fuck? Seriously?
What's wrong with Charlie?
Charlie the witch? You don't think that sounds a little young adults?
Look, are you ready to pay attention now?
Hit me, baby. Spank me raw.
I need you to look at this.
A knife?
With a black blade. Obsidian, I think.
How can you tell under all that dried blood?
Look at the handle. Carved in the shape of some evil idol. Definitely demonic design.
Okay.
I need you to identify it.
The fuck? Seriously?
Yes.
You think, just because I'm a succubus, I can give you the make, model, and serial number of every devil spawned doohickey left laying about? What do I look like? One of those powder fart Jesus from the Antique Roadshow?
But you're a demon, and this came from hell.
Do you have any idea just how many evil artifacts there are cluttering up creation? Curse crafters are hell's version of caricature artists. They're everywhere, making goofy shit nobody wants and complaining about how unappreciated they are.
And what? They just throw these things away?
Oh, you know, if it doesn't spark joy.
But this knife is the only clue I have.
To what?
To the murder of my mistress.
Oh, baby, I can see you're upset. Seriously, you need a good finger-fucking to blow off that stress. Let me out of here, and I'll print your clit like a crime scene.
That doesn't even make sense.
Bet you knew exactly what I meant. Why else would you drop your skirt?
I didn't drop my skirt. When did I drop my skirt?
Nice panties. So, little black cats might be a bit too on the nose. Speaking of noses, mine should be down there, snuffling between your legs.
You're not supposed to have any power when you're inside that circle.
Look, you gotta understand that this itty-bitty circle you've made here is like a time share of hell. I can't physically cross over unless you let me out. But my presence, well... Fuck, baby. I'm the Chernobyl of filthy thoughts. A little sidewalk talk and some magic runes won't keep it that sealed in. If they did, you wouldn't be touching yourself over your panties.
I'm not. I'm... Oh, fuck!
It's okay. I mean, I totally get it. You've got this dripping, demon design, depravity delivery system right in front of you, just aching to throw you down and tongue-fuck you into the ninth level of ecstasy. But if you want to rub one out, you know, a prim little pinky session, hey, I won't object.
Thank you.
I'll just play with my tits instead.
No! Stop that! I'm reaching down right now, and I'm pulling my skirt back up.
And yet somehow, you reached down and slid your hand into those panties instead.
Oh, I didn't mean to do that!
Look, baby, everyone within a two-block radius is fucking or sucking or cucking something right now. Watch me. I'm gonna reach down and touch myself too. You just follow along.
No,
just start by running a finger over your slit.
No, no. Oh.
That's it. Just play there a minute. Thresholds are wonderful places. Admire the architecture.
That's one of the least sexy metaphors.
And then ring the doorbell.
Oh, fuck!
Yeah. A little clip press always gets you ring-a-ding-ding.
No, I don't. I don't have time.
Oh, half moons now, baby. Slippery little half moons. No. Good girl. You know, this is fucking hot. I'm always the one performing. I never get to just watch. Push those panties down. Yeah, that's it. Ooh. Have you got a finger up inside yourself?
Yeah, well, maybe one or two.
Wicked witch. Mm-hmm. I think I follow your lead.
This isn't why I summoned you, you know.
Do this with your wrist. Twist it like.
Oh, fucking fuck.
Yeah, like that. These are the fringe benefits of hanging with a succubus. If you let me out, I'll give you the whole package.
Tongue fuck me to the ninth level of ecstasy.
For starters, we can work our way up from there.
Okay, yes, I release you from that circle. Fuck yes.
Grab my horns.
Grab your horns.
Grind my lips against yours.
Oh my god. Oh my god, I said oh my god. Is that okay?
Baby, I'm about to make you see heaven. You can say hello to whoever you like.
Oh my god! Oh, if you keep that up, you're gonna make me come. I'm coming.
Oh yes. Well, better than knowing fucking.
That was incredible. Otherworldly.
My empty sleeves. You were pretty hot yourself.
Oh, thanks. When does the feeling return to my legs?
In a couple of minutes, usually.
Oh, good to know.
Succubus saliva is a pretty powerful aphrodisiac.
You don't say. Oh, hey. Could I maybe get a sample?
For personal use later? Naughty Charlie.
Oh, no. No, I do have a project due for basic alchemy, and a breakdown of succubus saliva would...
Spit anywhere you like, baby.
Oh, thank you. One other question, just to clarify. So, during all of that...
Licking. Sucking.
That. Did you, you know, did you take my soul or anything?
Little piece. Itsy bitsy. Oh. You lose more watching an episode of Tiger King.
But I loved Tiger King.
Let me see that knife of yours again. Yeah, I think I know a way I can help after all.
You do? How?
The blade's covered in blood. And if you have questions about blood, you ask...
A forensic pathologist? Oh, a blood spatter expert?
A vampire.
Oh.
I know one who might be able to help you find whoever killed your mistress.
Oh, well, I already know who killed her.
The fuck? You do?
Oh, I killed her.
What?
I just need to know why.
Huh. Well, my little red witch, aren't you full of surprises? To be continued.